You ever heard of rot gut? You ever heard that?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Oh, you mean, yeah. Well, I don't, people might not call that here, but.
I've heard of it.
That was the
point. Yeah, I've heard of it.
How about, homebrew liquor, a name for that, that people make, well, not necessarily at home, but like out behind their house.
I don't want the words on my thing. Oh, darn, moonshiner. Is that
yes,
what you want to know?
Yes, yes,
okay,
right,
yeah.
Good. How about illegal whiskey that people, they sell it, but they're not really supposed to be selling it.
What do they call the people? Moonshiner?
Okay. All right, and the kind of, okay, let me ask you this. Do you know the term bootleg whiskey?
Bootleg, yeah.
Yeah, you know that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, does bootleg to you mean it has to be homemade, or could it be?
Means it's wrong, that's illegal.
It's
making it, yeah.
Okay. You ever heard the word spill?
No.
Okay. Or when something's cooking, it makes a really good impression on your nose, and you want somebody else to appreciate it too. You'd say, just
smell it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something that you might pour over your pancakes in the morning. Now, something else kind of along those lines that's made from sorghum or made from cane.
Sugar, but I don't know.
Molasses. Right. Now, what would be the difference between molasses and syrup, basically? Like in thickness.
Molasses would seem like it's the pure thing,
and
syrup would seem like something store-bought.
Okay. Would molasses be thicker?
Probably.
Okay. If something's not imitation, like a belt, for example, that's not an imitation leather, it'll have stamped in it.
Genuine hide
mm-hmm.
or leather
yeah,
or whatever.
Genuine, right. If something is sold in a big quantity, like somebody buys something in a big quantity, you say they're buying in
large quantities?
See if you know this word, buying in either bulk or...
Bulk, I've heard that.
You've heard that word?
Yes.
Now, if you have some toast, you might, some sweet stuff you might spread on it would be called...
Really?
Okay. What do you have on your table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
If there were a bowl of apples on the table, and a little child wanted an apple, the child might say to the parent, well, give me
one, or give me an apple, please.
Okay, if you were identifying a certain group of people, you'd say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
them.
Okay, and if you had to use the word boys with it, you'd say it must have been one of
those boys.
If you were pointing to something like a tree that was a way off, you'd say, well, it's
over there.
And you'd say, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what they say and you want to repeat it, what do you usually say?
Just repeat it for me.
If a person doesn't have much money, you'd say they're very
poor.
And a person that owns a lot of fruit trees, you'd say they own them.
Fruit trees?
Yeah.
A bunch of fruit
trees together would be it. I don't know if you got it. You probably know this word, orchard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, orchard.
Inside a cherry, the part that you don't eat is called?
Seed.
Okay. How about inside of a peach?
Core.